Political instability in both parts was ended by the two most evil dictators in Latin America's long history of evil dictators. Rafael Trujillo was a Dominican chief of the National Police, and then the head of the army that the U.S. military government established and trained. After he took advantage of that position to get himself elected as president in 1930, he proceeded to remain in power as a result of being very hardworking, a superior administrator, a shrewd judge of people, a clever politician, and absolutely ruthless. He tortured or killed his possible opponents and imposed an all-intrusive police state. At the same time, Trujillo developed the economy, infrastructure, and industries. He and his family eventually came to own or control most of the country's economy. In the 1950s, however, Trujillo began to lose the support that he had maintained through his combination of terror methods, economic growth, and distributing land to peasants. The economy deteriorated through a combination of government overspending, a decline in world prices for coffee and other Dominican exports, and a decision to make a major investment in state sugar production that proved economically unsuccessful. On May 30, 1961, while traveling in a chauffeur-driven car late at night to visit his mistress, Trujillo was ambushed and assassinated in a dramatic car chase and gun battle by Dominicans, apparently with CIA support. Throughout most of the Trujillo era, Haiti continued to have an unstable succession of presidents, until in 1957 it passed under the control of its own evil dictator, François Papadoc Duvalier. While better educated than Trujillo, he proved to be an equally clever and ruthless politician, and ended up killing far more of his countrymen than did Trujillo. Papadoc Duvalier differed from Trujillo in his lack of interest in modernizing his country, or in developing an industrial economy. He died a natural death in 1971, to be succeeded by his son, Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier, who ruled until forced into exile in 1986. Since the end of the Duvalier dictatorships, Haiti has resumed its former political instability, and its already weak economy has continued to shrink. It still exports coffee, but the amount exported has remained constant while the population has continued to grow. Its Human Development Index is the lowest in the world outside Africa. After Trujillo's assassination, the Dominican Republic also remained politically unstable until 1966, and the election of Joaquin Balaguer to the presidency. Balaguer continued to dominate Dominican politics for the next 34 years, ruling as president from 1966 to 1978, and again from 1986 until 1996, and exercising much influence even while out of office. His last decisive intervention into Dominican politics, his rescue of the country's natural reserve system, came in the year 2000 at the age of 94. When he was blind, sick, and 2 years short of his death. During those years, from 1961 to the present, the Dominican Republic continued to industrialize and modernize. The Dominican Republic still rates as a poor country, but it exhibits many hallmarks of a growing economy, including a massive construction boom and urban traffic jams.